The second Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in Perek Aleph, Shimon HaTzadik Haya Misharei Knesset HaGadola. Shimon HaTzadik was from the last of the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. And we're told that Shimon HaTzadik was a Kohen Gadol. He was actually the one, if you know the story of Alexander the Great, he was actually the one that went out to greet Alexander the Great as he was coming to Yerushalayim. And we're told that Shimon HaTzadik used to say the following thing: Al Shoshad Dvarim Ha'olam Omid. The world stands on three things: Ala Torah, V'ala Avoda, V'al Gmilas Chasadim. Stands on Torah, stands on Avoda, we'll explain what that means in a minute, and on Gmilas Chasadim, on doing acts of chesed, acts of kindness. Just before we get into the meaning of this Mishnah, there's a question as to what exactly Avoda refers to. We know that Avoda used to refer to the karbanos, the acts of service that Bnei Yisrael used to bring in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Mishkan, the karbanos that they used to offer up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, many of which have been in our parshiyot over the last few weeks. We're also told, though, that when karbanos were removed, when we were no longer able to offer karbanos due to the destruction of the Mikdash, that Avoda Shebelev replaced our karbanos, that in place of the karbanos that used to be offered twice a day and the fats burned the third time during the day, we now have our tefillah, we now have our three tefillot of Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv that we say each and every day. So in essence, Shimon HaTzadik's dictum, Shimon HaTzadik's approach of Al Shoshad Dvarim Ha'olam Amid, Ala Torah, on Torah, on Avoda, used to be Karbanot, and now tefillah, V'al Gmilos Chasadim, and on acts of kindness. And so we have to understand, what does it mean, Al Shoshad Dvarim Ha'olam Amid? On a basic level, the Bartanura and Rabbeinu Yonah tell us that it was for these three things that the world was created. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the concept, with the idea in mind, that the fundamentals of the world, that the world was created so that these three things could be done, so that people could learn Torah, so that there could be avodah, so that there could be service, and that there could be gemilas chasadim. That those were fundamentals to the creation of the world, and that instead of it being that the world stands on three things, says the Bartanura, says Rabbeinu Yonah, both explain that it was for these three things that the world was created. What I'd like to offer is an additional approach based on both of these two ideas. The idea that the world stands on these three things, that the world was created for these three things. What is so important about Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim? With regard to Torah, we know that Torah, Eitz Chaim hi lamacha zikim ba v'tomchem meushar. We're told that Torah is a tree of life for all that grasp onto it, and those who grasp onto it become enriched, become greater. We're told that kiner mitzvah v'torah or, the Torah is our light, the Torah enlightens our way. And so on a very basic level, the world was created for Torah because Torah is the way of life. How is a Jew supposed to act in this world? How is a Jew supposed to lead their lives in this world? By, through the Torah. Through the Torah that is our tree of life, through the Torah that is our light, that lights up our derech, that lights up our way. Tefillah and karbanos, that is representative of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we talk about this idea that the world was created for tefillah, our world was created so that we could have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that we every single day could talk to Hashem, could reach out to Hashem, could feel like our tefillah has the capacity to transform the world, has the capacity to transform the world, because in our tefillos we can actually have a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so tefillah represents this idea that we can have a relationship with Hashem, where we can turn to Him in confidence, we can turn to Him in public, and we can have an actual conversation. And so Torah represents our way of life. The world was created for the Torah because the Torah is the way of life that a person should follow. The world was created for tefillah because a Jew's role in this world, a Jew's experience in this world, is predicated on the fact that a Jew can have a conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that a Jew can have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Gemilas Chasadim, I think Gemilas Chasadim is the third tenet. That the experience of a Jew in this world is not only that he should go on Derech Yishara, led by the Torah, and not only that he should believe that he has a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but that we as Jews have a responsibility to reach out to the people around us, to care for the people around us. Afhu rachum, afata rachum. We say the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merciful on people, so too we are supposed to be merciful on two people. This idea that we are supposed to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said the Rav, imitati odei, we're supposed to imitate God. Gemilas Chasadim represents our relationship with the people around us. That the way that a Jew is in this world is that a Jew grasps onto the derech of Torah, that a Jew leads his life according to Torah, that a Jew believes fundamentally that he can have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that it is so important, in addition to having a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that one also channels that which he has gained from the Torah and from his relationship to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to helping people, to reaching out to people, to performing acts of kindness for people. And so as we move into these next few weeks, approaching Shavuos, approaching Kabbalah Satorah, I think something important to recognize is that we have opportunities to work on accepting the Torah, for work on our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have opportunities to help people as well. Sometimes it's a little harder in the experience of social distancing to think about how can I help someone. So I think fundamentally it starts at home, but in addition to that, to think about ways that we can reach out to other people, reach out to help other people, as well as learning Torah and davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this matzav that we're in should pass, and should pass soon, and that we should continue to grow from it and should continue to come out from it as stronger Jews, as stronger people, knowing full well that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's in control of the world, and that our lives are guided by Him through His Torah, through our relationship with Him, and through trying to imitate Him through our relationship with others. Have a wonderful day.